Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for the time period of early January 2025. I'm already messing up.
2026!
2026. You want me to start over?
I've been reasonably good at getting into the 2026, and I haven't been fucking up, but yeah, it still happened.
I'm good if I'm writing it, because I'm taking a moment to think about it, but if I'm talking, words just happen, and it's...
Well, I spend more time writing down, like I had to make a check out for local taxes, and yeah.
Anyway, this is Jen.
And David.
So, we are gonna plow through a bunch of mostly kind of, I don't know, like fluffy news. There's a bunch of sightings, and then for the end of our show, we are going to be riffing on the crossover leaks that have come out recently. JT Prime 17, who is a frequent leaker of correct toy information. Has dropped a new batch of code names for some upcoming collaborative stuff, and we're going to make some guesses and what they might be. We'll see how good those guesses are. So, Target, to start off with, I guess this capsule is called More Than Meets the Eye, which is going to be confusing and heartbreaking for a great many people, I think, who want it to be More Than Meets the Eye. But it's basically that branding is just like the old buzzworthy Bumblebee branding. Which I know my sister, who tangentially notices these things occasionally in stores, was very upset that there is something in a buzzworthy Bumblebee package that was clearly not Bumblebee. And that was incorrect. It's like words don't mean anything.
Yeah, it's been happening for a while. I mean, I got buzzworthy seekers or whatnot.
Yeah, but they weren't called that. They were called buzzworthy Bumblebee seekers. It's like, but that's not Bumblebee. It's like Thundercracker or whoever. So these, the first batch of them, are all basically Studio Series 86 stuff. The first one, which dropped for pre-order just like out of nowhere one morning and no one was expecting it, and people jumped on it and they pre-sold out.
Well, wasn't it like on a Tuesday, like, we knew something was going to drop, we just had no idea what.
Or when. Yeah. Like, hour-wise was the big problem, because it dropped, like, unreasonably early for most of the country. Also for people who work second shift, like me. It's the Hot Rod was the first one. It's Studio Series Hot Rod with extra accessories. So he's got the shield, he's got the little lightsaber thing. The second one was Scourge. Actually, did Scourge go up for sale already?
No, I don't think so. No, because we haven't had a picture. We haven't had an official picture, I don't think.
He's just been revealed, and
he's been revealed, and it was like a grainy picture, I think.
And it's not even really a redeco.
No, I think the face is different, like the mustache. But other than that,
the one most people are going to care about, including myself... Mm-hmm. Is the Hound that is just the Hound from that 5-pack, except by himself, and you don't have to buy a $100 5-pack to get him. He is also pre-sold out, but the good thing is Target exclusives do tend, in general, to be pretty easy to get in stores. If you're patient, because I need that Hound, I need to take him camping, I need to take him hiking, I need to take him... pictures of him standing on, like, Appalachian Trail signs. I need that Hound.
Yes, it's a good Hound mold. I already have two of them that aren't Hound.
Yeah, they kept making it not Hound.
Yeah, well, the first one was, Rummage or something?
There was one that was Detritus.
Oh, Detritus, that was it.
Detritus, yeah.
Yeah, he came out first, and then we just got Ironhide or Fissatron. Not that long ago in a 2-pack.
Yeah, and then we got, again, the Hound in the 5-pack.
Which doesn't really count, because we already had everything else in there.
yeah, unobtainable for a number of people for a number of reasons.
And it's also, it's a freaking 5-pack. Like, no, yeah. Too big.
It's too 2 packs
are fine. 3-pack, fine.
To be fair, this felt pretty inevitable. So,
yes.
I mean, I wasn't panicking about the 5-pack just because this that seemed like exactly the sort of thing to... I mean, I guess they didn't solo release, like, Goldbug later, but Goldbug is not Hound.
Goldbug's different. We already have Bumblebees.
Yeah. Whereas Hound is... He's Hound.
Yeah.
He's not just, like, obscure other Bumblebee. So yeah, that... it has been said that those toys are in the ports already. So they'll probably be showing up in stores before too much longer. If you miss the pre-order, like I said, Target does seem to be really good about stocking their exclusives for the most part, especially the Transformers. We also got more pictures of Armada Sideways, the Voyager Age of the Primes one. He definitely still looks like Sideways.
Yeah, well, we finally got a look of the alternate heads.
Yeah,
and he still looks like Sideways. Well, I never got the Sideways, so maybe I'll get him.
It really, like, compromises were made. A lot of compromises were made.
Well, main compromise is you have to take arms or legs off to transform them.
Yes, of the mini-cons.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice that he comes with mini-cons. Red Alert didn't.
Yeah, well, Red Alert's mini-con wasn't its integral, but yeah.
Yeah, Sideways' mini cons are like a very significant part of his whole deal. It is, I mean, he's like a deluxe plus, which admittedly didn't feel quite so bad when deluxes were $35, but now that they're $43, that's hurts a little more. But
like, side note about plastic crack, I've gotten a stupid bug up my ass about expanding and buying different... Well, one, I want to cut back on Transformers because they're getting more expensive.
Yeah.
So I've been looking at two, stupidly, as inevitably happens to every nerd, Warhammer.
Oh, no. Yeah, don't do that.
And that shit's expensive.
How many dice do you want to roll?
I don't want to roll any. I just want to build a Necron army and paint them like Decepticon Seekers.
Like briefly played Dark Eldar.
I want to have little Starscream leading a horde of clones. And it should be really easy with Necrons.
Mostly my memory of actually playing was like, hey, you want to roll 20 D6s?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm ever going to learn any of the rules of this. I just want to paint some little dudes.
The lore was a lot more fun than the actual game, but that was...
Yeah, I know.
That was just me.
I'm
insufficiently British.
I got chunks of the lore, like, 2 years ago starting, and Infinite and Divine is a fantastic fucking book, which made me fall in love with Necrons and realize these are just fucking Transformers that don't transform. They're millions of years old grumpy guys who have arguments just to pass the time. Anyway.
So yeah, Sideways just looks like Sideways. Outback and Wheelie, we've gotten the pictures of those for the next Retro Carded series, and they sure just look like Outback and Wheelie.
I want Outback. Wheelie's always this weird thing, like he always feels too big, despite him like originally being the same size as all the other mini bots, but
yeah,
except for like the one that was like
the one that came with Grimlock.
No, there was an earlier one which was, I think it was a redeco of a Bumblebee or something, or no, a redeco.
Okay,
it was.
I know which one you're talking about.
That one was perfect because he was teeny.
Yeah,
and I guess the one that came with Grimlock is the right size. Like, for some reason in my brain, having him as big as the other mini-bots feels wrong, despite the fact he was actually the tallest of the mini-bots originally.
I mean, having the mini-bots be full deluxe size feels kind of wrong.
Well, they're short deluxes is the thing.
It's just, yeah. I mean, and I realize that there is no lower price point anymore, so that just is what it has to be. Speaking of mini-bots, Devastation Bumblebee is definitely just like a...
Another Bumblebee?
Yeah.
He's good?
He's just Bumblebee. He's just cartoon Bumblebee. I still need to play that game.
Yes,
I have it.
Please.
I got somebody from GameStop to dredge me up a copy for the Xbox One. I just don't have time. I think what I'm going to do is just spin my wheels playing Final Fantasy Tactics for the next several years, and every time that it comes up that I should be playing some other game, I'll be like, I'll do that after Final Fantasy Tactics.
Devastation is a good pick up and play a stage or two game.
Yeah.
And there's lots of them. And you can just grind if you feel like it.
I like some grinding before bed, which sounds filthy, but is actually just extremely nerdy. Yeah, I like doing some, like, real low-key, not particularly difficult or frustrating video gaming before bed. So, yeah, I mean, I'm close to the end of Final Fantasy Tactics. Yeah. I've got people telling me that I need to buy Pokemon Z to A, and I keep saying that not until I finish Final Fantasy Tactics.
Is that the one that takes place entirely in one town?
Yes. And, like, my coworker was telling me about some fight in it, and he was like, oh, and then you have to dodge this. I was like,
dodge? It's Pokemon.
Dodging in Pokemon?
The fuck is that?
I'm not playing Pokemon to dodge things. I'm playing Pokemon to choose things off of menus.
Is there a parry mechanic too? That's not Pokemon.
Man, I'm so bad at parrying. I can never parry in any game.
I know. I got it like right before Christmas. Obscura Eclair, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Eclair Obscura 33.
And you can play it without parrying, but then you can't beat up mimes to get like the alternate gear. It's like, I need to learn to parry. But as a break from that game, I decide, also because Warhammer Space Marine 2, it's like, okay, I'll play this shooty man game. It also has parrying.
You know, one of the like top tier jobs that you can unlock in Final Fantasy Tactics is a mime.
Oh. It's more fun to kill mimes, though.
Rather than be one.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I need to like get that unlocked and get like a level 8 arithmetician, and now I need to finish the game for the first time in my life.
I only played a little bit of that in college because one of my roommates had it, and I really liked the arithmetician. I don't remember how they played. I just remember I liked them.
I'll get there. But I do need to play. Maybe the next time I'm like having a sick day or stuck at home. I'm always like, oh, well, I have all these video games I need to play if I just get some free time. But today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I had got all my weekend stuff taken care of already. I had the whole day. I'm like, I'm going to go to the antique mall. I could have stayed home and played, for instance, Transformers Devastation. But no, I went to the antique mall. So, I don't know.
I took a break and cleaned my bathroom.
I'll get there. Every time I have a sick day lately, I just play Fallout New Vegas. So, Missing Link Grimlock is a real thing that is going to exist for, I believe,
there's some other guys, but Grimlock.
Approximately $130.
I didn't even look at the price. I keep forgetting Missing Link are ridiculously expensive. Well, it sort of makes sense, but it also feels like way too much.
He is also bigger than the ones they've done so far.
Okay.
Well, have you seen... No, I mean, have you seen, like, a Diaclone car next to a Dinobot?
Yeah, I had them.
The Dinobots are a bit bigger.
It wasn't that much bigger.
They're pretty big. I mean, even in the cartoon, they made them noticeably bigger.
I mean, they made it bigger, but, like, I think he was shorter than Optimus, so... It's not like he was...
No, huge. Absolutely not.
Again, I haven't... I have them in a bucket somewhere. I just haven't had them next to each other.
But... But no, Grimlock is like a larger, a physically larger toy than the Diaclone cars, so it makes sense that he's going to be a bit more.
Grapple. He should have been like Grapple sized.
Yeah.
But I guess they haven't made Grapple yet.
No, they haven't made Grapple yet. Also, they're doing an extra fancy, super premium MPG version of what appears to just be Studio Series 86 Hot Rod. To be fair, it's a very good toy. I think some people have pinned down some very slight differences in tooling, but for the most part, it just looks like it's an extra super premium version of that mold.
Yeah, with the fishing rod and all kinds of stuff.
And then there are two live-action movie things that I'm even only going to dignify mentioning because they're Sideswipe, and I like Sideswipe in general. And then we have the most exciting one, kind of. Actually, he's not really more exciting than Missing Link Grimlock, but...
It is conceptually because it is... Okay, technically it's the second, but in a way it really is the first. No, it's the first fully glow-in-the-dark Transformer.
It is the third with any kind of glow-in-the-dark details. It is the first
Third. Wait, what am I forgetting? There was a Megatron that had, like, a bit.
The first one was an OTFCC exclusive called Cat Scan.
Oh, right, Cat Scan, yeah.
That was based on the smaller Beast Machines Cheetor toy.
Well, wasn't that like glow in the dark red, which isn't as bright?
No, it was
green.
Yeah, huh. But again, it was just paint apps. It was just paint detailing.
Oh,
So it doesn't count. And then the Megatron also had the paint apps, which don't count.
Yeah,
the same. This appears to be a mix.
It's mostly plastic.
I mean, I say appears to be because we're still just going off promotional images and have not actually gotten one in hand to test it directly. But it does appear to be the first Transformer made using glow-in-the-dark plastic.
It's going to be expensive and rare, so I won't get it.
Is it?
Probably. Well, isn't it for Japan only?
Well, yeah.
Well, there's one thing that's going to make it more expensive.
I mean, yes, it's going to be moderately expensive. I'm looking at the... I guess I could look that up if I knew it was going to come up, but I can't imagine that it's more than like... Well, is it... Trying to see if it's based on the recent Lyo Convoy or if it's based on like the Masterpiece one.
No, I think it is the recent one. It looks like it's based on the that one. Yeah.
Yeah, with the cartoonier face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do not see a price sitting up right in front of me. Oh well, it looks like it's already gone up for pre-order, so.
Oh
wait, here we go. Amazon.co.jp. It is... I don't know. There's no price list.
Son of a...
click here for details of availability. Oh, that's not helpful. Well, that's just... see all buying options? No featured offers available. Somebody's saying that, well, there's one listed on Amazon Japan. It says actually only about $55 US.
Oh, that's all? Well, still plus if it, shipping and imports, it's going to be more, but that's not actually as much of a starting price as I thought it was going to be.
I'm seeing it sells through somebody's storefront. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have researched that more if I knew it was going to be a question. If you jump on it, it's not like it's a lucky draw or anything. It's going to be a mass-produced figure that you can just purchase. So you could look into it.
Yeah, that might be a convention or Christmas buy.
Yeah. I mean...
Just for the novelty of glow-in-the-dark Transformers.
It may... You may want to jump on it faster than that, but...
Well, yeah, I... Yeah. Well, depending on
it. Does look very cool. If it's under 100, then
yeah,
that's worthwhile just to be super cool.
Yes.
So there are also the tiny turbo changers have returned.
Yes.
But those are actually out in stores too, so those could be count as sightings. Yes. And they're the ones, I don't know if they're the same molds as the ones that we got before during Cyberverse, I believe. Yeah, that does. Yeah, Shockwave's got that angry eyebrow.
Yeah, it's the same shock. I guess it's the same shock. And is it a new Skybite?
It looks like the same Skybite.
I guess I don't remember what they really were. I remember they existed. I never got any.
It's a little thing you can grab while you're at Target getting, I don't know, like Huggies Natural Care Wipes or something. Throw it in your cart. Throw it in your basket. And then also, we have had, this sort of ties in with our discussion, a reveal of a soccer ball, Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Which is, at least it's, I mean, I have been reassured that the Major League Soccer is also very corrupt and terrible, but still, at least it's not FIFA.
No, it's nowhere near as...
FIFA can jump in a hole.
FIFA's like top 10 internationally horrible things. Which is weird for just footy.
They'll give you a peace prize. So, yeah, it transforms into a soccer ball, and I guess since it's American, it is actually a soccer ball and not football.
Hmm.
But it's just Optimus Prime.
Yeah, it's fine. Weird. We've already had baseball hats and helmets and other nonsense. Shoes.
So, the most exciting news, I think, of the week is not even necessarily, like, fully confirmed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that someone found what, well, someone posted it,
oh.
I mean, it doesn't seem fake.
Well, it's harder to trust these days, but no, it doesn't appear to be fake.
Does appear to be a return of the McDonald's changeables Happy Meal toys.
Yeah, which I mean, okay.
The thing is, McDonald's has been leaning into that kind of thing lately. Like, they did a whole promotion, I think last year or so, that was just entirely reruns of old, iconic Happy Meal promotions, like Beanie Babies and stuff. So they have been leaning into the whole, like, iconography of McDonald's thing. Like, they had that the adult Happy Meals with the art vinyl McNugget buddies.
I haven't been in McDonald's in so long, I didn't notice that.
So it does, I mean, I don't know that much, but once every couple months. More often
if I do go to fast food, it's usually Burger King because it's on the way. I don't, where the hell even is there a McDonald's? Oh, no, I think there's one by Target. I just don't go there.
Now, allegedly, if this is a real thing that is really happening, it's going to run from January 27th through March 9th. So this is going to be through February. It's got, I mean, one of the ones, these are extremely bot bots.
Yeah, when I first saw the thing, I thought, I was like, oh, bot bots. It's like, oh, wait, no.
Like, hey, bot bots. One of them is, it's BooBot, and it's based on the, like, iconic McDonald's Halloween jack-o'-lantern buckets that they used to give out.
Mm.
So it's leaning in to that kind of, like I said, iconography. There's a cheeseburger one that does look a lot like the original cheeseburger. There's an order kiosk, which is a nice update. There's a French fry guy who looks a lot like the original Changeables French fry guy. I'm gonna say this does feel real.
Probably. Possibly?
It's even got a little thing for, like, apple slices that has a little robot face, and the milk and chocolate milk have little robot faces.
If it's a fake, it's very thorough.
Yeah, it's... I mean, the text on it looks real. Which tends to be a pretty good tell for AI stuff still.
Well, sadly, because most people are too incompetent to actually add the text later. It's like, oh, you could make your fakes more convincing if you use editing tools.
And if you look at the...
Goddamn.
I mean, this is obviously a photo of a printed item. Because it's got some glow on it from some reflected light. It's got a little bit of a crease.
That's how you add convincing things to fakes. Oh, I miss the good old days when people would Photoshop things. They put work into it, and artistry, into their forgeries.
Well, if this is a forgery, it is a Kaid level forgery.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really... I'm gonna have to give up on any kind of weight loss plan for the month of February, apparently, because I'm gonna be going to McDonald's and having Happy Meals. It's cool. There's a whole bunch of them. There's how many? There's 16 different ones.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I hope it's real. Like I said, it feels real just because I've been paying a slight bit of attention to the sort of things that McDonald's has been up to. And going back to something that's iconic like that is definitely their sort of thing lately. They've really been playing up the old, like, 80s nostalgia kind of stuff. So I'm gonna say it seems pretty truthy. But I guess we will find out on January the 27th. Yeah. But yeah, it's also got all the, like, this is obviously not something that was meant to be released to the internet because it's got confidential watermarks all over it, and it's got a reminder that says, just a reminder, this is confidential and proprietary information.
Oh, delightful.
For the exclusive use of the employees and licensees of McDonald's USA LLC, its parent and affiliates, any unauthorized youths, etc., etc. So... hopefully the person who leaked that is okay. So sightings, we have the new wave of Age of the Primes deluxes, the one with Quintus Prime and Jalopy, and
oh yes, where
Blast Off is it?
I don't know. I got Jalopy. That was the one I saw. It's one of those things that's like, I'll buy it if I see in a store, and then I did, so I picked it up. I didn't see Blast Off.
I saw the whole wave briefly at Target, and then when I went back today, there was just one Jalopy left. So, I think that there had been two cases at one point, though, because there were two Jalopies when I looked the first time. And I think somebody just wiped out the whole case. But, yeah, those are showing up in stores and also shipping from places. I had my Jalopy show up from Entertainment Earth because I have been buying Junkions. I have decided that I'm going to get Junkions because they are me. Because I own three VCRs and speak primarily in memes.
Yeah.
I was just like, wait. Oh my god. Oh no. They are my people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got him. I saw in person the Studio Series Deluxe Wave with Arachnid. I have heard that she is interestingly complex.
And maybe not great. Well, there was something about, like, the legs or something that, like, either they were just temperamental or part of them broke or something.
I mean, they're gonna be really fiddly, because...
Yeah, they're big and long and
spindly. Also, the Studio Series Orion Pax from Transformers 1, which is going to be one of those, they call it like A-level releases, where they just have a bunch of them in solid cases, like Devastation Optimus.
Yeah.
And Devastation Bumblebee is also going to be that. The Orion Pax, who comes with the big mining tool, because he's a miner.
And if there's a whole box of them, he might sit around and be on sale. I will wait, because I want that saw blade.
That sounds nice. Things going on sale. Getting things on sale. Also, the Studio Series Thundercracker is yes. in hand for a lot of people.
Including me. I didn't pre-order them because, like, if I see them in stores, I don't know. I don't... Do I need more Seekers, really? When I saw them, and then I picked them up, and it's like...
Yes, yes, I do.
There's some things I don't entirely like. Like, the arms feel like they're set too far back on the torso, and there's mm-hmm. just some other fiddly bits. But holding him in my hand in alt mode feels perfect. It's like, oh, I'm a child again. This is the exact same toy, only lighter, a little bigger. So yeah, I'm gonna end up at least getting the first three guys.
Yeah,
and hopefully they put out the cone heads and do some weirder ones. Give us Acid Storm for one thing.
Sunstorm, we need Sunstorm.
We've had Sunstorm in ages.
Make Sunstorm, you cowards.
Yeah.
Make him properly creamsicle orange too.
Maybe make him translucent.
And there were some Swapticons. Oh, don't use translucent plastic. No, 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 no. They're Swapticons.
Cursed. Yes, I've gotten some more Swapticons because I got Clinch and Slipstream and Starscream. And I think I'm done with them now. I have six. That's enough.
Speaking
They're
of
neat, but,
communicating primarily in memes, the Super 7 blind box cases of the Transformers reaction figures are showing up in stores, and the case is just like Goatsy hands coming around the front, yeah. and it's not okay.
Yeah, it's...
Why? This is why we have to teach our history so we don't repeat our mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, in this case, at least you see the rest of Optimus Prime, so it doesn't...
just far back. He's just at the top of, you know, the back of the case. Whereas this is, like, right at the front with an opening. It's not good.
It's not the worst example. It's a teaching example.
Yes. Also, the Optimus Prime He-Man and the Starscream Scareglow are out at Target, and they basically, like, heavily clearanced the Bumblebee Man-at-Arms and the Megatron Skeletor.
Yeah,
just to make room to put the new ones out.
I saw it at 50% off, and I still didn't pick up the Megatron.
Yeah!
So I don't really need it.
I mean, I might get this.
Like, my main problem is the way the gun attaches isn't on a 5mm peg.
What?
No, it's not. And it's like, it attaches to, like, fin blades that are on his arm for some reason.
That's not right. It's not correct.
No! If it had been the 5mm peg, it's like, fuck it, it's mine!
But it's not,
so it's like, I don't care.
I just thought it was really funny seeing those on the pegs, like, the moment, at the same time that the first two figures were heavily clearanced in the next aisle over.
Yep.
But, you know, good for whoever wants those cheap. Actually, I think they were cleared out at mine this weekend, and probably will be showing up at Ross.
When I was last... Oh, yeah, maybe they'll go to Ross.
It's going
to
be the next RossCon.
I guess maybe if I see the Megatron again, I might pick it up at 50% off.
Yeah.
I didn't really need it.
I mean, it's neat, but...
I have better Skeletors is the problem.
Yeah.
Though I also got on sale.
It's not a bad aesthetic, but...
No.
I don't need it taking up space on my increasingly cluttered desk. I need that space.
Well, the Man-at-Arms Bumblebee is not a good aesthetic. It's like, why?
I need that space for blockies. So that is about it for the new sightings. I'm sure there's some other odds and ends, but that's the big stuff to be keeping an eye out for when you're out looking for toys. So these crossover leaks. So we have Kick, who it's probably safe to say was that football.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So my pie in the sky... predictions. I want to believe that Race and Green are two more Hot Wheels ones.
That would be
because
nice.
Because I want Green to be the what's it called? The Speed Blaster.
speed blast.
Because, okay, some history. Some history. Back in the mid-90s, at the tail end of Generation 2, there were the GoBots, which were Hot Wheels style. They were Hot Wheels sized, and they also had the through axles, so you could actually, like, run them on Hot Wheels tracks. One of them, High Beam, who was green, was a blatant ripoff of a Hot Wheels design for a vehicle called the Speed Blaster.
Yeah, and it did come in green.
And
mostly blue, it looks like, but...
Yeah, it was released in a couple different colors. I think the first one was green. I actually had that one on card for a while as part of my extended GoBots collection. I just really want this Hot Wheels collaborative to be an excuse for a new High Beam. Because I just liked him. I don't know. Yeah. It was just, he just seemed like he could be a character in something. I wrote him into some fanfic one time and then horribly traumatized him immediately because I was in my late teens.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He was a direct ripoff of that. That's neat.
Yeah. He's like,
I never noticed.
Exactly the same. Like, I saw a different mold using that. I think the, like, dinosaur-y one. At a flea market a couple months ago, and I was like, yep, this sure is exactly the same design as High Beam. Ooh. Like, to a level of potential corporate espionage, he looks like. So I've been really wanting that. That is the one thing that I really want out of the Hot Wheels collab, is a new High Beam, just because he is actually a ripoff of a Hot Wheels car. So I want to believe that Race and Green are two more Hot Wheels.
Possibly.
Is there anything else you can think of?
From the code words, no. I mean, Green, like...
Yeah.
The problem is, like, what movie collabs or TV series are left other than, like, Airwolf?
I mean, Green, like, the only thing you could really associate it with is, I don't know, like, Muppets.
Or the Hulk, but
maybe
what all modes, so.
And Race,
I don't think we're gonna go back to Marvel things anyway, because Race, yeah, that's
it,
probably gonna be a car.
It really sounds, I mean, Race just seems to make sense that it would be a Hot Wheels one. I feel like there may have been something about us not seeing the end of the Hot Wheels collaborative stuff. So,
okay, stupid ideas. Okay, if we're going with Race, Death Race 2000.
Yes. Oh, and, make his stupid modified Corvette.
Green Maximum Overdrive.
Okay, yeah, because it's the
green... one ridiculous Transformer that...
Oh, man.
It's not going to happen, but it's such a good idea.
I would buy a transforming one, but I mean... I guess the concern there is it's got to... Yeah, it's also got to have that Green Goblin cartoon likeness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see... but I'm holding on to hope. So another one is Song, which is an SDCC exclusive.
So... what? Who the hell knows? Well, unless they're doing something like... when they did the War for Cybertron, Optimus and Megatron as a band, if you're doing something crazy like that again.
So my...
But?
Again, my ridiculous pie-in-the-sky proposal is Gem and the Holograms Rockin' Roadster.
I mean, that's, like, Gem in some way is, like, the first thing that popped in my head with Song. It's like, well, what else are you gonna do?
It's a thing that you would probably want to limit to an SDCC exclusive, or the thing that you would make an SDCC exclusive.
Well, the problem is, if it's an entirely, well, even if it's, like, a remold, like, I don't know. I mean, I would hope for a Gem thingy out of it, but, who knows.
Yeah, I don't know that there's an existing car that is a similar... I don't know, have you...
I'm going to assume
you are completely unfamiliar with Gem and the Holograms Rockin' Roadster.
Yes.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna...
I can look... Oh my god!
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's hideous! I need it!
It's hot pink, orange, and chartreuse.
I mean, that's my TFCon colors.
And it is very much a roadster in the sense that it's like a 1930s style, super long...
Extended...
Like
engine thing. God, that's...
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, I don't know what you would make that out of.
If you're listening, just base. Go to your search engine of choice and just type in Gem Rockin' Roadster and go to the images and maybe, like, be prepared with some kind of eye protection because
it is
extremely late 80s. Oh,
okay. There's also pictures like there was a white Redeco. And unfortunately, apparently, it was white and pink in the cartoon.
Yeah, that's boring, though.
It's very boring, because, wow, that green and green and pink, like, that neon green and pink is such a good color combo.
Yeah, the glitter and gold version of it is white with pink and purple and gold chrome.
And that's wrong.
I would have to...
I mean, you could replace the orange with the gold chrome, that might work, but...
Just going to give a lecture on glitter and gold, but I'm not going to do that.
I mean, that's a toy that, if they made the white version, that's a toy you want to yellow. Like, I want that white to turn green.
So, that is my pie-in-the-sky dream for what Song is, because I just feel like that's the kind of thing they'd only want to do as an SDCC exclusive.
I mean,
but that would be part of that whole, like, look at our brand.
No, because it is an SDCC exclusive, that means, and if they're making a new mold or a heavily modified thing, like Ecto-1, or like the DeLorean that was like a sideswipery mold.
Yeah.
So the SDCC version would be the neon one, and the regular release would be this white and pink.
Oh, okay.
So that actually raises the odds.
I mean, Gem is a toy line that they haven't done anything with except license it out to other producers, because there were some...
in a while.
I think Integrity Toys had some very high-end, like, $100-plus, and this was, like, 10, 15 years ago kind of money, but very high-end fashion dolls, and now Loyal Subjects has one. But yeah, that's my proposal. I don't know if we have any vehicles in Transformers right now that are that shape, really.
The dragster Hot Wheels guy. Kinda?
Maybe.
He's got a long front.
Yeah.
So it's a starting place.
Yeah. I'm just gonna dream. And then the last two may or may not be connected. Cemetery or cemetery. It's not misspelled like Pet Cemetery is. It's probably a typo. It's C-E-M-E-T-R-Y. And the other one is Monster Jam 1, which is kind of weird that it's Monster Jam 1.
Yeah, especially since we've already had, like, two Universal Monsters.
Because that makes it... Well... Something that a lot of people are suspecting with this is that they're monster trucks.
Oh.
So, like, a licensed Gravedigger. Yeah, like Gravedigger and Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh.
Which would make sense for Cemetery would be Gravedigger.
Yeah, that's definitely Gravedigger.
And Monster Jam 1 could be... I don't know, but that seems too obvious.
Yes, but sometimes they are.
I am going to propose for my thing that is literally not going to happen. Monster Jam 1 is a Bigfoot. Much in the way that we got a Frankenstein monster and a Dracula, we could get just like a Sasquatch.
Yeah, but... Well, the problem is, like, if these... placeholder names have anything to do with any relations. Like,
yeah.
cemetery.
I mean, they,
unless it's Pet Cemetery.
With things they do, the one that I always think of offhand that we actually guessed correctly from the code name was Waffle.
Waffle?
Which was the Stranger Things, the first Stranger Things collab, because Eleven loves waffles.
Yeah.
And that was, like, a leap, but it was a leap that, I mean,
did sort of, yeah,
I managed
sense.
To make. So yeah, I guess we will be finding out within probably the next few months. Like I said, Kick seems to have already... I mean, I don't think anyone was actually going to guess that Kick would just be an actual soccer ball, because why would you do that? Hmm. Back in my day, in the 80s, they declined to make a toy of Unicron because he just turned into a ball. And now they're just making actual balls.
Is Bigfoot even still a thing? I don't know what monster trucks are popular or still going anymore.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do think I've heard that Gravedigger is like a main character in the monster truck toys at this point.
Yeah, I think Gravedigger is still around. I'm not sure about Bigfoot.
So, but I mean, Monster Jam, is there a different, maybe there's a different one that it would be instead of
Truckosaurus?
Maybe. Is that a real thing?
Well, there was something like Truckosaurus. What's it called? Crap. What was the real one called? Because, like, Truckosaurus was basically a reference to something.
Right.
Like, a dinosaur-shaped thing. But I forget what it was actually called.
Well, I don't know if that was part of, like, actual literal...
Oh, Robosaurus.
I don't know if that was part of actual literal, you know, the monster truck... license.
Well, they would show up at the same places.
Yeah, but that's like an opening act.
Yeah, because it looks like Zod.
Yes.
From GoBots. With fiery breath.
So, we will see how incorrect all of those guesses were over the next few months, but...
We're probably getting at least one of those right.
I'm really hoping for High Beam. I just had an irrational attachment to High Beam as a teenager.
I mean, it's a neat idea. I'm not so sure on that.
He seemed like he had potential to be an interesting character in my head. Mm.
I just want that neon gem car.
Yes! Isn't it great? You didn't even know it existed until now, but now you know that it's amazing.
No, I mean, I assumed she had a car. I didn't realize the colors were so good and so eye-searing.
It's amazing. So, we will see. I mean, it could... No, I was gonna say maybe they're just bringing over Basara Prime, but I don't think...
I don't think
that would get its own code name. Unless they remolded it.
No.
To be less Optimus Prime.
Especially since that thing looks ugly. Ugh.
Yeah, that didn't come out that great.
No.
Well, that is it for this time. We will be back later this month. Maybe one or two of these things will even have been revealed by the time we come back. Yeah. Maybe by the time we do our next episode, we will know if those changeables are real or not.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, my gotcha lottery on Thundercracker was the basic smiling face.
That's not bad.
As opposed to, like, the smug face or the big frown.
Or the... That's good. That's good for... I mean, I don't know. I kind of see Thundercracker frowning more.
Yeah, well, the frown is presumably going to be Skywarp.
Skywarp.
That feels like a Skywarp face.
Should be looking victorious because he just kicked someone down the stairs.
I know, but the thing is, when he's not kicking someone down the stairs, he's frowning.
I guess that's true. He's got to look all frowny. One of my cats has decided it's time to climb on my desk and just start licking everything that he can get access to. So let's wrap up. I can go encourage him to go lick something else. So that is it for this time. We will see y'all maybe with some changeables in hand in a couple weeks. Until then, this has been Jen
and David. Good night.